This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. The City of Columbia plans to spend $45,000 on an outside review of its police department amid complaints about low officer morale and concerns over its chief's style. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that City Councilman Jason Thornhill pushed for the private consultant in response to complaints about Police Chief Ken Burton's management. A police union wants Burton fired for firing police officer Rob Sanders in September after an incident that left an inmate in a police holding cell with a broken back. Burton fired Sanders even though an internal investigation cleared the officer of wrongdoing. The study will be done by Eric Anderson Associates of Washington State. The report will also include an organizational review. Missouri lawmakers will be trying to plug a roughly $500 million gap in next year's budget when they convene their 2012 session tomorrow. State Budget Director Linda Lubring says much of the hole is due to reduction in federal money, such as stimulus funds and Medicaid payments. Also straining the budget is the growth of health care costs. For example, government health officials say more Medicaid recipients are using home-based services. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairperson Kurt Schaefer says he plans to make education funding the top priority in the budget. He says he hopes to avoid cuts to K-12 schools and public colleges and universities and instead focus cuts on social services programs and other state agencies. A handful of Missouri colleges and universities are playing a key role in a global effort to assess educational outcomes of students across international boundaries. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
The idea behind the Global Assessment Initiative is to see if it's possible to create a set of uniform criteria that employers, government, and other institutions across the globe can use as a measure for graduates. Rusty Monholland is the Assistant Commissioner for Academic Affairs with the Missouri Department of Higher Education. He says currently it's hard to know how to compare a U.S. college graduate with graduates in other countries.
This is trying to assess the value of an American baccalaureate degree in terms of knowledge and skills with, the Japanese equivalent of that, or the English or the Italian or the Russian equivalent of that.
The U.S. Department of Education is funding the American involvement in the initiative. It's part of a larger project that originated in Europe through the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Five Missouri colleges are participating, with five other American and 15 international institutions. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the annual number of traffic deaths in the state continues to decline. The patrol says 773 people died in 2011, a 5% reduction from the 821 people killed last year. It was the first year since 1949 that Missouri has had fewer than 800 fatalities from traffic accidents. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.